The situation was actually a very practical one. He was a friend, and I liked his work very much. And he asked me to do a piece, and I couldn't be there. But I think around 1996, fax machines were very popular, and all the rage, you know, was very practically the future.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Because they have it depends which fax machine, but actually they're imprints of temperature stain.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't really work with ink, but with heat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have the written, you have the handwritten, the drawing.
I had an old one though, that printed it from like sheets of carbon paper, and so it rolled up afterwards, and you have all these sheets of black plastic,
mm-hmm,
with all the letters or drawings or whatever in negative.
Okay.
It's really beautiful, and I'm going to do something with them. I don't know what. Wallpaper.
Yeah.
Or something.
Because the other end, like the other fax paper, they're, after so many years, they're all white, they're blank.
Mm.
The negative that left a trace.
Yeah,
no.
I have some love letters like that. Yeah, it's true. And then you look at them again. What were you saying to me? So, apropos, this is probably, this is the original document. This is, and these are, you know, again, copies. Did you get these from Betsy? I guess they must have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I checked with Mechthild at the time.
Yeah.
For approval and...
I found this, I was trying to figure out what to do, and I live also in Vermont, up in America, in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And I was at a local bookstore, and I couldn't think what to do, and I, you know, just picked up anything in desperation, as one does, right? When you have a deadline, I'll look at anything. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I've been doing a lot of architectural drawing at that point, so. It seemed to make sense, and I had a lot of interesting tools to make really beautiful curves. You know, there are these sort of pieces of plastic that you can bend, and you can follow them. And some are by the hand, and others are drawn with these special tools. You can see a sort of consistency in the size of the curve. Yeah. So that's a hand, that's partially hand, yeah, like that. And what I liked about the Tiepolo drawings were that they were positioned, they're in space, they had no space. There's no up, there's no down, there's no nothing. And so that, like I said in the preface here, I said, one can turn the page to determine the starting point. We said, the figures would be half-threaded positioned at any angle, as if they were face down. We can turn the page to determine the starting point. So, again, this idea of there being no proper way to start. And I think that's almost like a philosophy with me. I don't know how to start. I don't think there's any way. I don't have a habit. I tried not to have a habit, except maybe not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be sort of my meta-habit. Which is a scary position to take, I think, sometimes. But it's the best way, I think, for me.
To not know.
For myself, yeah. Because if I every time I try to move or you know, teleologically towards some specific idea of what I should be doing, I'm usually off the mark.